See, so I can be official now. I can say, like, who are you? And I can say, okay, I'm going to walk around the corner here. I'm going to be professional radio. Okay, what's your name, sir?
That's Tim Caldwell's.
Nancy. Ahoy, radio public. It's Lifelines with your host, Seashell, a.k.a. The Liveaboard. This is the two-hour show about living on boats and living in Avalon. Call in with your requests or comments at
310-510-7469.
Hello, Lifeline listeners. This is the show about living on board and living in Avalon with your host, Seashell, a.k.a. The Liveaboard. This is a very special program for me. It is my 54th week of broadcasts, and it is my last live show for the indefinite future. Yep. So if I'm to have a theme this week, maybe it is endings. It seems I have been voted off the island. It's nothing personal. In fact, this is a very common experience here. I am one of many who can't quite make the pieces fit. People show up and try to get work and housing. They either find an inn or they don't. I've lived a lot of places and tried to make a go of it in harder places than this. The difference is, this place, this community, really got under my skin and into my heart. Not to invoke the pathos box, in joke, but I don't usually cry when I think about leaving somewhere. Usually I'm excited about the next thing once I've decided to leave. But then I jumped in headfirst to Avalon only a year and 3 months ago. I got a job my third day here. Third day! I worked for Aficionado as a deckhand on their multi-hull Cadillac. I wrote stories and took photos for the Catalina Islander newspaper, proofed the paper for a while, and covered the office during winter vacation. I have applied for dispatcher, harbor patrol, harbor office, recreation assistant, and other, quote, real jobs. Close, but no banana. Most recently, I worked at the Cafe Metropole, the healthiest and tastiest food on the island, and of course, there were 10 months of pest bird abatement using falconry. I say, of course, as if you have been listening to my show all year and have heard the ongoing saga of the birds. So maybe endings is the theme today, but endings always accompany beginnings. They are kind of married concepts that way, where a door closes, a window opens. In this 2 hours, I will not just look back on my year in Avalon, but share music from Vanessa Lowe and Shenjirai Kumanyika, participants on the amazing radio producer workshop held last week right here at KISL. An impromptu and uncut interview with a family honoring their mother's last wishes in Avalon, and completely self-indulgent first-time-on-the-air exposure of my CD of music with my band, The Jawless Fishes, because I can. So stay tuned and call in with any comments or if there's something you want to hear. And I'm going to give you right now, thematically speaking, We Believe in Happy Endings by Emmylou Harris with Earl Thomas. If my friendly little Spotify will allow me to do that. Go. All right, we're going to do the clicky. I mean, to the end, we got to do the clicky. I have never mastered this button thing. Go.
And broken hearts till silently we sit apart, you and I. But in a while the anger's gone and we forget who's right or wrong, then one of us will end it all with just a smile. We believe in happy endings, never breaking, only bending, taking time enough for mending the hurt inside. We believe what matters anyhow is our love. We believe in happy endings, never breaking, only bending, taking time enough for mending the hurt inside.
So that was We Believe in Happy Endings, Emmylou Harris with Earl Thomas, and our theme today is endings and beginnings. So last week was this marathon boot camp for Radioheads led by the inscrutable Rob Rosenthal of the PRX podcast How Sound about radio storytelling, and his patient and ever steady assistant David Weinberg from the money and investment show Marketplace. The week-long workshop is under the umbrella of transom.org, and it was so cool to meet the guys behind the disembodied radio voices. But the task they gave us was Herculean. Interview a person for 2 hours or less, find the story in the words, hack, slash, and glue together with words and sound, and make a coherent and moving 5-minute snippet of audio in 4 days. Participants came from as far away as Canada and South Carolina. They were journalists, reality show producers, musicians, teachers, parents, mainstream media directors, just all over the map, and we had our love for radio in common. Really, it was an exercise in listening, focus, and idea triage. Remember writing high school essays where they tell you to keep it simple and don't pick too big of an idea? Well, we hit a major themes of mortality, change, challenge, growing up. More than a few tears were shed in the process. Technology failed, subjects bailed, but in the end we all had something to share on air. I believe that Marco, our station manager here at KISL, will be putting the archive shows on the website at some point. If you missed last Friday's story program, it would be well worth your while to check that out. I don't doubt that Rob will also put it on the transom.org workshop page. I'm going to think a bit more about last week while I offer you 5 songs from the music of Vanessa Lowe of Berkeley, California. She interviewed a marine biologist lady who lives in the north end of the island, and she had sort of a coming-of-age story that she produced. Her music is from an album she gave us called Stars of Bean Hollow. That's what it's called. So the first song up is All Those Stars, and we're having a great techno day here because I'm using everything available here. We've got the CD player and Spotify and the internet website. So let's see now if I can push the magic buttons. Oh, where is my tech person? CD one, on. Wow, I just did that.
Shot for I lose sight of where my boy's face begins and the satellites. I got loose and I captured everything from the sun to the beach sand with the wind whipping. Glass. Oh, 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 oh.
That was Vanessa Lowe. And what I would mention to you, too, was that one of the funny coinkydinks Vanessa and I discovered this week is that we have a friend in common, 0 degrees of separation. The folky music world isn't that terribly large, and I asked casually if maybe Vanessa knew the Berkeley Bay Area singer-songwriter Wendy Beckerman, who I've played on this station. Know her? She went to college with her in Boston, and I knew Wendy in New York City when I was in the Fast Folk and Jack Hardy singer-songwriter group, so I'm loving when that stuff happens. I really do enjoy it. I am going to cue up now the sixth song called Now. Let's see if it'll help me out here. 4, 5, 6, pushing buttons, and then if I push this button, maybe we'll get to hear Now. Now. Was Vanessa, and I am going to queue up now. I cannot answer the phone when I'm on the air, folks. I'm going to queue up right away. 9. I'll answer it as soon as I get to it, guys. Here we go. And go.
skin of lust, a roar of pain, trapped in your mouth, chained in its cage. Buried deep in a hole in the dark, navel's knees is a small earth world, wedged beneath all the weight of the world, frightened and shy but undeterred. Ah, hell in line about the world, about
Vanessa Lowe, a participant in the Transom.org workshop this past week, and that was We Are a Zoo. And there was a phone call somewhere in the middle of that, and I couldn't answer it because I was actually talking. You know, I don't like to break off talking with you so I can answer the phone. So if you want to call back whoever that was, assuming you weren't computer-generated something or other, then wait until a long bit of music. Okay. And I would be happy to talk to you. So we have one more song from Vanessa. It is called Reveal. Reveal. And that is queued up right, right now. Yes. Beautiful.
Thought, gathering breadcrumbs, bliss. shadows on the paper of the pen. And you don't believe what you write, can't conceive of it.
Hello, and it was called Reveal, and really lovely stuff, Vanessa. I'm so sorry we didn't have time to sing something together while you were here. Of course, we were on such a crunch of time that there was no way to do anything else but radio. And in fact, Vanessa lost her voice right after she did her narration. It was good. The timing was good. If you're going to lose your voice, do it right after you need your voice. So, as we get closer to the top of the hour, I'll let you know more about what I was thinking about that week. I was worried when the group of 8 radiophiles showed up in tiny Avalon that sufficient respect to the complex social web here would not be shown. I felt ferociously protective of this community and the individuals tapped to share their stories. The media these days is notoriously cruel. I didn't want this experience to be tabloid radio, and I felt extreme anxiety about that possibility. Well, I should not have worried. The participants produced interviews overflowing with care and loving attention. In fact, the product of this workshop series, this is the second year it has been held in Avalon, is a really valuable archive of history for Avalon. Avalon is changing again, as it has many times before. We are having growing pains as the social and commercial structure of the island is morphing. It is worthy to note the change and the impact on longtime residents. Note what they value and fears of what is to come. It's a way to honor a way of life that is coming to an end. Ha! Huh. There's my theme again. Endings. Beginnings. Right after the top of the hour, I will give you more music of another participant, Shenjirai Kumanyika. Totally different. Totally different. And I do want to give a shout out to anybody listening that if you want to call in during the part of the show where I am not talking. Okay, so let me give you a couple of these fun station IDs that I have collected over the year.
This is Seashell's Mom, and you are listening to KISL Avalon on 88.7 FM. Island Radio.
Yo, this is Josie Bornstein from New York City, and you're listening to KISL Island Radio, Avalon, 88.7 FM. Get it?
I do get it, and it is KISL. It can't be any other, because it is the greatest radio station in the world, as Jordan likes to say. And by the way, I do hope to continue some sort of broadcasting from afar, the computer being what it is. I can submit stories at the same bat hour and the same bat channel that are pre-recorded from elsewhere and send them in via technology. So I hope to do that. And what I'd like to do is go around wherever I am and ask people if they know where Catalina is, if they've ever been to Avalon, when was the last time, and what did they do there? And I would love to be an enthusiastic advocate for Avalon and hopefully send people here who want to experience all the wonderful stuff that is here. Okay, so now I'm going to give you Shenjirai Kumanyika, who is currently living in South Carolina. And while I wrap my head around looking back at this year in Avalon some more, you can wrap yours around this. He promised me they were not explicit. Okay. This is called Things I've Seen, and it's Spooks. That's the name of their band, Spooks. What can I say?
Elude the meaningless appreciation of this mediocre nation. I've heard the mindless repetition of empty words without tradition. Turn original verbs into submission. I smell blissful ignorance addiction, but I guess I wouldn't be right if I said the blood was like a baby pipe. There ain't gonna be no revolution tonight. Half my warriors as high as a kite, lost and they lost all they fight. And I've tasted the bitter tragedy of lives wasted, and men who glimpsed the darkness inside but never faced it. And it's a shame that most of y'all are following sheep, wallowing deeper than the darkness. You're falling asleep.
Things I've seen far beyond your wildest dreams. I've seen chaos and order reign supreme. I've seen the beauty of the universe, a peaceful and serene. In seconds turn to violence and screams.
I've seen and experienced things that'll push the average to the edge and swan dive to depth. I'm two guys multiplied by 93 guys, evenly balancing evil equally in each eye now. Maybe I'm the most thorough worker on the job to you, or maybe I'm the one who was plotting to rob you. The fear to speak down, the women on no cash, the flaws makes most of y'all hustle your ass off. From nothing to 2 mil in 5 years, I live to see it vanish in 6 months with no tears, believe it. 28 years before the feds can lay a trace, see they plan is to erase me just to replace me. Shift is so sick. Lifelong friendship so chaotic. Thug cat banging his chick, but won't kiss. Drinking a spit when copping a fix for dope blitz. I got a knife in the back to bust your brain. Put the knife in your back once in a life. I was driving like that. Like my man Troy, who lost his days shooting dice in worldly ways and ended up in early grade. Because once in a lifetime is rough. Twice in a lifetime, you combat the ghost of mistrust. Mentally cuffed, thrust by a cop thinking he tough. You bust. I'ma do the hours, us and what?
Now I'm on my knees. Begging God, please save me from the fires of hell. Let water, water, soul prevail.
Cause I can't take no more.
Who's that knocking at my door?
Is that you, Pete, from Cobb's Creek, who died in his sleep? We was playing for fun. Now it's Keith. Like my man Mark, I beat the death rep in the carpet and left in the garbage. Now that's cold hearted. That's Pookie saw.
Look like I ain't seen kids in the six, they flip for nonsense. Poking ice picks, smoking this. The preschool fool and packing their tool. You mom dudes, it's cool.
Won't believe it. Things I've seen far beyond your wildest dreams. I've seen chaos and order reign supreme. I've seen the beauty of the universe, so peaceful and serene. In the seconds turn to violence and screams. Like your heart is one with your brain. Emotional or reason, now which one do you obey?
Nice. That's Shenjirai and Things I've Seen. I've got the air conditioner going, so we'll go right into Faster Than You Know.
Hey. Ooh, yeah. Hey. Faster than you know, no. Love will only make you grow and free you. Don't be scared to show, show. Why don't you just
screaming that they'll die for us. But where's the fam trying to live for us? For real, clean up the block and raise some kids for us. Cause we don't need you getting high and doing bids for us. And listen up close, all my wannabe thugs. The realest warriors was always motivated by love. They used their strength to rise above the violence and the drugs. Then went home and gave their queens and their kids hugs. And if you wanna be free, release from the unrest, the stress, and the emptiness, just follow me. Help me break down this wall of hypocrisy. And we can rise up and fulfill prophecy faster than a shot of light to your crown shot. Love can help you breathe and make the pain stop. Love can open eyes and make the chains drop. And that's my word from the fire to the raindrops.
A wankster displaying a prankster, straight claiming a gangster. No, all them real thugs are dead or in jail, sweating in cells. Your man Terrell is now Mademoiselle. We laughing at Rel, running around yelling about society fell with a screw face and chewing on nails. And cast it too hard when explaining feelings, playing with their children, vexing our women, they flexing as villains. I'm not buying to save the nonsense. You paid the lying confidence, a made man, but in the fabricated sense. You gotta heal with the intent to benefit and feel when you repent, to never seal your soul up in cement. Time is well spent when you present the love over torment. You rock like an ornament, so stop with the foolishness. The love movement we explored in book T, the spook sitting by the door.
Claim kings of writing songs and concerned with the distinction between right and wrong. Through love we face hate. It's barely a surprise that the truth tastes great to a belly full of lies. Mainland villains with your gangland killing. Get that same bland feeling from gang. Your man still on the mic is whack bombs and track swarms of frivolous fans using devilish plans. They deceive and expand their influence, cause look at what takes precedence. Pockets are desolate, but you rock a ridiculous necklace. Competing with Mrs. Jones completes the message sent to these kids. The wicked poems, I stick it to them and reinform. Poetically get numb, no credit for being calm. Theoretically we get arms and fighting if need be. On a mission exposing the malnutrition glorified on TV, so
show. Yeah, sweet love. pimp of the year, lady slayer. Don't lie, say it. You seriously thought you could deal with Ming Sha. Poster up and play a heartbreak game that works on the average every day. Well, she ain't that, so don't paint that picture, mister. All you know is she vexed and you concerned about your car getting wrecked. Yet instead, you feel a sharp blow punch through your chest. Instantly, your shirt's burgundy. Yeah, you wish she was the type to slash tires now, don't you? Don't you?
Maybe not today.
Is that like crackling noises I hear?
Okay, so I can be official.
Wait a minute. Okay. That was me interrupting me. Chandrai told me that last song, Karma Hotel, was like a riff on The California Hotel, which, you know, seems to be the theme song of Avalon. You can't help but hear it several times a day here, coming from somewhere. Either people are singing it karaoke, or it's coming out of Luau Larry's, or whatever. Anyway, it's kind of like that. You can't leave. You can check in anytime you like. Well, I'm going to have to challenge that idea. So, I don't know very much about rap as a music form. Spook to me sounds like, having never heard it before, smooth operator Sade snuck in, but with a different message, and of course, with Shenjirai's smooth little voice in there doing his rap thing. They're on Spotify. Check them out. It's worth doing. I had the great pleasure of showing radio producers Shenjirai and Corey from Canada the harbor by boat after the workshop was over. They got to see La Bonita, my 30-foot sloop, and Shenjirai is the first person to know that the symbols painted on my boat were West African Adinkra symbols. Shenjirai is getting married on July 6th, and his wedding clothes, he says, will have Adinkra symbols printed on them. I love that he knew that, and all best to you and your lovely lady. Please send us pictures of the wedding. Have a great time. The other end of the spectrum from weddings is funerals. Oh, joy! My theme reappears. Endings and beginnings. I would like now to share with you an uncut interview with a group of people I met sitting around the fire pit at the pavilion. I would also like to remind you that you are listening to KISL Avalon 88.7 FM. This is the last live Lifeline show for a while, and you're listening to Seashell, aka The Live Aboard, your host. So, the radio station on Thursday was occupied when our workshop was ready to voice our narration. That means to record the bits that connect all of the interview quotes and turn it into a real story. It would have been immensely rude to ask the DJ scheduled to be on the air to cut his show short, so we punted and set up an impromptu recording studio in Rob's hotel room at the pavilion. I was waiting for my turn when it got dark and I got chilly. I gravitated towards the fire. The folks around the pit were talking about water rights to new construction and difficulties with neighbors across the alley. I thought they must be talking about Avalon, since we just had that big meeting about water allocation and how to deal with the drought. But no, they were from several different states that all had that same issue. As we chatted, I felt a compulsive need to interview them about why they were in Avalon, and I pulled out my trusty iPhone with the Dropbox application that lets me record at the push of a button. I had just started when I gave myself a big dope slap. I had in my bag the fabulous recording kit that they let us borrow for the workshop, complete with headphones and official-looking microphone. So I started over, but I had no time to edit before today's broadcast. So here is what I recorded while waiting for my voicing appointment. Warts and all. And I will back it up slightly because we jumped the gun. No, no, no. I really want to hear that again, but not really right now. So, here we go. This is Family Wake.
Okay, so I can be official now. I can say, like, who are you? And I can say, okay, I'm going to walk around the corner here. I'm going to be professional radio. Okay, yeah. What's your name, sir?
That's Tim Caldwells.
Nancy Hamill.
Brian Caldwells.
It's a circle. I can go all the way around.
Ralph Esparza.
Jennifer Baldwin.
Mike Gallagher.
And you are all related in some way or another, mother, son, nephew,
cousin, uncle.
Three sisters and their families, really.
Yeah.
And so we'll redo this because we did a bad cell phone thing. Okay. So we came here to put to rest. Who?
My mother was born here in 1925, and her grandparents owned a home on Catalina Island, and my mother died in January at the age of 88, and she requested to be brought back to Catalina. So we didn't really do that, but we may have, and so we fulfilled her final wishes. We came over on Tuesday, and we're leaving tomorrow without her. And so that's why we're here. That was our purpose.
I think that's a beautiful wish to be brought back to Catalina, don't you?
Yeah, she started here and she wanted to end here.
Not many people get to be born on Catalina.
Very, very few people were born. She wasn't supposed to be born here. Babies weren't really supposed to be born here, and I know they still aren't supposed to be. But her mother was over visiting her mother, my mother's grandmother, and she went into labor 2 weeks early, so my mom was born here accidentally.
Oops.
Yeah, yeah. So.
And have you been to Catalina before?
Yes.
Yes?
Some of us have not.
Some have.
Yeah, some have.
And so what is your favorite part of Catalina? Anybody?
Being
food.
Being interviewed by the radio people.
Strange women walking up with microphones.
Spectacular views.
Yeah. The views?
Spectacular views.
The view.
Yeah.
Of the ocean or?
Yeah, just of everything. Whether you're on a hill or in the ocean looking back or looking from up, down or across, sideways, I don't know.
It's true.
The boats, you know, the way they're all lined up and just pretty cool.
Taking perfect pictures.
Sitting around a fireplace at the pavilion.
Getting interviewed. The food's good.
Ice cream's good. Where do you like to eat?
My favorite is I like the what's that? Coyote Joe's or whatever. They got the best chili verde, the pork verde that I've ever had.
Do you know I can hear the crackle of the fire through this thing?
Oh, wow.
It's really sensitive, Mike. And what would you tell your folks at home if they could hear you?
I would say my favorite memories are having been here 2 times before with my mother. She brought her 3 daughters here. And the memories we have with her that she shared of her childhood. And that's what I like. And now I have my children here with me for the first time, and I'm doing that for them, and 2 of my granddaughters that are 2 years old are here also, and so it's fun for me to pass that journey along to them.
Have you thought about writing something for the newspaper regarding your mom?
Actually, I wrote her. I didn't know my mother was going to die in January. She was, you know, heading in that direction, but I didn't know she was going to die when she did, and I had talked about doing her Catalina story for probably a year, and it turned out that a couple of days before she died, I had just completed that with her interview. It's 35 pages of interview with her, only about Catalina, and when I finished it 3 days later, she died, and I was able to read it to her, and she didn't have her eyes open, but I kept saying, you know, do you want me to stop, and she would shake her head and say, you know, no, I love this. And so I did do that, and I have that all. I've given copies to everybody in the family.
I wonder if you could publish it in the newspaper in bits, like a series.
Does Catalina have a newspaper?
Oh, yes.
Well, I figured it might be. I thought if they did, it might be a weekly publication or something.
It is, but okay. It's called the Catalina Islander.
Oh, I don't know about it.
And they might have one at the front desk you could have, and it's
okay.
Got all the information in there.
Oh, okay.
And I bet you they would be interested in, you know, if it's several pages long and they could break it up into bits and do a little bit every week.
Oh, they might be. It's a fabulous story, and the people that are living here now that have been here for generations would probably love it because they would say, oh, yes, I know about that. I remember hearing about that, or I did that.
The story goes back generations. So
yes.
It's from like the very first people to come here and start building homes is when
that would be so great. Part of what we're doing is kind of a historical record of interviews of people who've lived here a long time. And so collecting more of that because Avalon's changing. Catalina's changing, and after a while those people are not going to remember it anymore, and so stuff like that would be wonderful to put into the archives.
Yeah. My great-grandparents built the house on Catalina Avenue, and they actually had built one, I believe, in 1918 before that one, and then in 1922 they built the second one, which is, you know, still there now that my mother remembers. So
yeah. Well, thank you guys very much. I have to go figure out what the radio people are doing. They disappeared. But I will try to put this on Monday, and KISL Avalon, I'll give you my card.
Okay, we will be able to hear it from...
You can hear it from anywhere.
You should be able to go online.
Yep, online.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
I love radio. Hey, that didn't need any editing hardly at all. So I'm going to have to get myself some of those little tools, the little Sony recording gizmo, digital. The, you know, the last time I reproduced anything for radio, it was really an impulse to record. It's all that stuff I did for the first six episodes. If you go back to my website, sinjing.com, it's in the archive section. If you click on the KISL image, then you can hear the very first radio show I produced, six-part series on vegetable oil as a fuel, and it did actually run on NPR stations around the country. But my God, the chore of doing it, I had a Sony mini disc. This was in 2005, and the mini disc is obsolete now. I asked Rob and David what I should do with my mini disc, and they basically said, put it in a museum, use it for a Walkman. Because the technology today is so much easier. You don't have these long cords from one technology, you know, not from the Sony disc to the player to the PC to the mixer to the, you know, it's on and on. Now it's just like one-shot deal. I just did that and I didn't even trim it. So I'm very excited. You know, 10 years from now, maybe all we'll have to do is just think something and it'll become a podcast. Of course, that may be quite dangerous. We have a couple of other things to share with you, but in the meantime, let's do a little promo. You can reach us here at KISL by calling Ha Ha Boater or 424-226-2837. Tell us what you would like to hear on Island Radio. Ha Ha Boater, 424-226-2837. Did I mention I love radio? Okay, back to my program. We were talking about endings. So today in Avalon, we've had the usual June gloom start to the day, overcast and moody, breaking into a sunny and breezy afternoon. The mainland is still whited out, which is just as well, because I don't want to think about that. It's going to be a bit of a shock to be back in the, quote, real world. But there are benefits, too. What I realized this year is that living on a buoy with no land base doesn't really work for me. I had an office for 6 months with a shower and a fridge. That made all the difference between what would have been a very tedious and grubby winter and a pleasant working environment. So I want to give a shout out to the Buena Vista Hotel, where I stayed on nights when winter storms made just getting out to the boat unpleasant, verging on impossible. The Buena Vista is a tidy, economical, and minimalist accommodation for those folks more interested in seeing Catalina than hanging around in the hotel room. If you like your stay to be quiet and simple, go to the Buena Vista and tell them Seashell sent you. That was an unpaid endorsement based solely on my good experience slumbering at the Buena Vista. And now I'm going to play the entire CD of Field Notes with my former band, the Jawless Fishes, comprised of me on vocals, banjo and guitar, Gary Ensminger on guitar, mandolin and bass, and Nick Catelli on guitar. Let's start this, and I will tell you more about how Jawless Fishes came to be along the way, because I can. And this whole show has been enormously self-indulgent, and so why stop now?